All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Time for a show. It's showtime.
It's showtime.
I made that shit up.
I know. It's all you.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, head to TravisCrutcher.com. That's where you can find out ways to make me run my mouth some more. It's great. Everyone's doing it. Cool kids are doing it. You want to be cool, don't you?
It's true.
Also head to TearDownApparel.com. That's the other spot the cool kids like to go because they want to look cool.
Right.
They want everyone to just know by looking at them, oh,
ooh,
they're cool.
Super cool.
Like Jordache jeans cool.
Ooh.
Even cooler.
Pop collar.
Yep, pop all the collars. There's some collar shirts over there.
That's true, though.
And then if you don't do any of those things, which I really hope you do, head to thealphainitiative.com. All yes. The links are in the description of the episode, by golly. So head over there. It's all free. It's all fun. It's all brought to you by Travis, Jesse, Brooke, and Aaron. Go ahead.
If you want to know more about what I do, you can go to my website at teamhopelifters.com. That is my space on the interwebs and only me.
Wow.
not full of my own.
Not at all. Go ahead. It's your turn. Always, apparently. Go ahead.
But yeah, you can check that out. You can follow me on the gram at Team Hope Lifters also. I have robust stories, as Travis says.
Right, robust.
So check it out.
Yeah, you can follow me on social too. Just don't follow me on the street because I'll knock you the fuck out.
On the street?
Yeah, don't do it. I'll be like, what are you doing, guy?
What are you doing? Back off.
Yeah. I got a bubble, man. That was the good thing about COVID, that bubble. Y'all can back the fuck up still.
Yeah, yeah. We don't have to get in each other's pockets
because we took our masks off. Does it mean? Anyway, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, without further
ado. Or do.
On with their show.
When you can't go over it, and you can't go under it, you've got to tear it down.
All right, here we go.
Here we are.
So today, we're going to talk about kind of a conversation I had recently.
Yes.
And I was giving my 2 cents on it, and I was relaying the story to you, and you were like, huh. And you had like 30 or 40 cents to add to it. And so we turned into a long conversation, like, well, let's just do the show about that.
That was all my cents.
Yeah. So there's a few points that I know I want to make, and I know you took notes off a conversation we already had because you're a fucking lunatic.
I just wanted to jot a couple things down.
Okay, Napoleon. yeah, anyway, so.
Sure, Jan.
I've got some points I know I want to talk about. But essentially the conversation was like, how do you deal with drama? Right. And I was asked directly, how do I deal with drama? And so after gaining a little clarity on what they meant, they were talking about like people around them's drama, not even their specific drama, but other fucking people around them and their swirl and their nonsense. And I was like, oh.
And they bring it to you in this messy package and drop it in your lap.
Deal with my bullshit.
And help me fix this.
My short answer was I don't.
Yeah.
And I never have. Like, you've been with me for a long time. Yeah. You saw me from, like, you know, you met me around 12 or 13 years old.
Yeah.
So you know that I never, ever fucked with drama. Ever.
No, you really didn't. You really bowed out quite gracefully.
And it's because it's not my problem, right?
Right.
And so in talking with this individual and kind of going through some of the things, it's one of the things that I brought up, and this kind of led us to some of the other things that we're going to discuss, is that in today's society, right. First of all, the truth of the matter, the actual truth is the vast majority of humans you meet, 99.9% repeating of humans you meet, are not forever people.
Right.
They are not forever going to be in your orbit, your whatever, your zeitgeist, whatever the fuck you want to call it. 99.9% repeating of the people you engage with and encounter in life are not going to be in your life for forever.
Right.
However, we act like they might be.
Yeah.
Because that's the new narrative, right? Well, they might be. Right. You never know who's going to be in there forever. So you got to. And so. We act accordingly. You never know.
Right.
And so what happens is everyone decides, oh, I'm going to be nice then.
Right.
I'm going to be nice. I'm going to placate. I'm going to fucking pander and concede. And then that way they like me.
Right. And that's really the problem is the pandering and conceding.
And so what happens is you wind up being completely inauthentic and disingenuous.
Right.
And if you ever actually act like yourself around them, they don't like that.
Right. Because the expectation is the pandering and conceding to whatever their thoughts and feelings are that, well, that's how it was when I first met you.
And if you're going to be happy forever, I got to be nice. Right. I'm the other way because I know that I know.
Right.
Out of all the people I've met in my entire life.
Yeah.
And I've met thousands upon thousands of humans.
Yeah.
Fucking two. Two humans made the cut that I will care about for forever.
I'm over here with my fingers
crossed.
You're
one of them.
Yes.
And Chewy is the other one.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
Now, I've got brothers that I love, and I'll always be there for you.
Right.
But of the people that I will always forever be like, that is my human for forever, mm-hmm. it's you and Chewy.
Yeah.
Now, it's not, I'm not shitting on anybody else. Like, I love you guys.
Right.
But I know everything I need to know about these two humans, and these two humans know everything they need to know about me.
Right.
I don't have the juice for more than that. And so, because I know that 99.9% of the humans I'm going to encounter are not forever people, I have the freedom to act however the fuck I actually am.
Right. And I think that is really the beautiful thing, is that it really is. It is the freedom to act exactly as you are. And if people decide to stick around and be a forever person, then they know exactly what they're getting into.
Right.
You don't have to change anything. You don't have to set some new set of boundaries because, well, when we first met, I was trying to, you know,
and so
get on your good side or whatever.
Comes to the drama question, it's very simple, because if some one of these new 99.9% of the people come to me with their bullshit, I can right off the bat go, oh, I don't fucking do that.
Right.
Bye.
Right. The thing is, you know, regardless, that's a pretty good practice and, you know, philosophy to adopt, is that if someone's bringing you all of this drama and it has to do with other people, whether it's other family members, other coworkers, something that, you know, happened on the street, it's like, to be able to say, oh, gosh, sorry that happened to you, but that sounds like that's between you and some the other person.
Right.
You don't need to unload the whole story on me and make me choose a side, and then we'll gang up on them later, and we'll, you know, I mean, it really is. It's so elementary school, so middle school, high
exactly.
school, you know, where you have to have a team so that you can say, well, all these people behind me are on my side. You know, it's like, that's kind of lame as an adult.
Right. And here's the thing. At any stage in the game, but if your opinion, your right. belief is so flimsy that you need me to validate it for you, then it's probably bullshit anyway.
Yeah.
Right? It's probably not founded in actual truth.
Right. Or you have fault in the situation also, and you just want to be absolved of it so that you can be angry, or
right.
you can be hurt, or you can be whatever the feeling is, and not have to take any responsibility for it.
And and as we were talking through this, it kind of led us down a natural path of like...
Yeah.
What the world is espousing is appropriate behavior these days.
Yeah.
And I have always been, and it has inflamed you for forever, and that's fine. But I have always been a very this is Sparta kind of motherfucker.
Yeah.
Right? Like, kick him, throw him off the cliff, kick him in the well, fuck him, get him out of here. And you and the kids, I was like, you can't really believe that.
Right. Well, I just, it's like... So it's interesting, because if you put it into different scenarios for me, I do feel like I have a little bit of a different answer. If we're just talking, you know, the average day, I'm like, okay, well, let's give people a chance. Let's help. Let's be patient,
right.
whatever.
A chance.
But if you're like, okay, apocalypse, here we go. Pick your team. I'm like,
sure.
off the cliff with you. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Just jump.
That's the thing. It's like,
don't
you know,
make me push you. Just go.
And we talked about how, like, if you have a biological need on the planet,
right?
There are things that you are, I don't care what you think or believe or espouse or what parts you think are extra or bonus pieces. you as a biological entity in the cosmos have a function.
Right.
If you're not doing that,
right.
then
get the fuck out of here.
That's just how I feel about it.
Spicy.
That's just how I feel about it. But the world says we got to be nice.
Yes, and it's beyond being nice that we have to accept it. We have to celebrate it. We have to promote it. We're not saying go around being unkind to people, and just because someone has a different opinion, that you know you push them down in the street. Like that is not what we're saying.
But nice has become dishonest.
Right. And that is the problem.
And that's the thing. People are like, I don't like that, Travis. I don't like that you say it that way. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Because I'm being honest.
Yeah.
And I told you, we were talking about this earlier, like, if honesty bothers you, you're going to want to stay the fuck away from me forever. Because you're going to have your feelings hurt a lot.
Yeah. Well, I think it's really interesting, because I have this, you know, whole thought in my head that where... If you want to tell somebody the truth, you have to have some care about that person. And if you care about that person, you're going to want to tell them the truth.
Sure.
And so whether it's because you care about society as a whole and you want this person to maybe have their eyes open to a different thought, and so you take a tact that is intentional to have those kinds of discussions right. with the person.
Right.
Like, you're not saying you just walk up to people and say, you're wrong, I don't care about you, hug a stump. That's not sure. That's not the plan. But you have, the truth is important.
Right.
The truth is very important. You cannot go on about your daily life if you're just going to close your eyes and be like, it's all fine. It's great. I love it. I love everything. It's all wonderful.
Yeah. Like you said, I don't run around just being inflammatory for the sake of, I don't,
right.
I don't walk up to, like what would be considered a spicy, controversial conversation these days with.
One never knows when the homosexual is about.
Like, I don't start there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Right. And
you know how many people know that exists and are so stoked to hear that drop? But I don't go out of my way to be an asshole.
No.
But if you bring your shit to me.
Exactly.
Then I'm going to be honest with you.
Right.
Now, I'm not going to call you.
That is the umbrella we're talking under.
Right. It's the thing is, like, you know, it's called tact, fuck rag. Right. Like, it's.
With all due respect.
With all due respect, go fuck yourself. But it is about, like, okay, if you come to me with some crazy shit.
Right.
And I'm like, in my head and heart, I'm going, oh, you're a fucking lunatic.
Right.
I'm not going to go, oh, well, it's because you're a fucking lunatic. I'm going to go, well, let's explore that and figure out why we feel that way.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I'm still thinking the same thing.
Right. Right.
But I don't have to say it that way. And that's not what I'm saying.
No.
But I'm saying to just slap on this plastic smile every day and grin and bear it
right.
doesn't work. And in fact, it's not good for you.
No, no, it really is crazy. And it's crazy as you look around in the world and you start really looking in people's eyes, you know, the person that's checking you out at the store, the person at the gas station.
Just... Oh, I know you're checking me out at the store. I see you look. Go on, get your eye candy.
I got a big stick. I'll come after them.
All the candy at the checkout, even the eye candy. Go on and look. Look, but don't touch.
But that's right. That's right. It done been adjusted. But if you really start looking at people and you really start listening, even if you say, how's your day going? And they immediately shoot back, fine.
You're a liar.
Right. The thing is you can see, you can hear it in their tone. You can see it in their face. You can see it in their eyes. Like, it's not fine.
No, it's not.
They are white knuckling through the day, just barely making it. And that is a crappy way to exist.
When they walk in the room and you're just like,
why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave.
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I don't think so.
Somebody just walked over your grave.
I don't think so, Johnny Ringo. Things aren't great.
Oh, Johnny Ringo.
But that's the thing. It's this niceness has become a two-way toxic street.
Yeah.
Where you're not pointing out, like, oh man, you're in shambles, right? Like, right. I can tell you're barely holding on. So you don't say it that way.
No, no.
And so then they're going to respond with bullshit too.
Yes.
Because no one's being honest in the situation anymore.
We're all just out there lying to each other.
And look, you know, when we were talking through this earlier, I'll be the asshole, whatever. I'm fine with it. When we were talking through it earlier, there are things like, you know, a couple of things that we talked about. One is your internal monologue, and two is the big indicator of you're full of shit and things are bothering you, right?
Right,
we'll get to it in a second. But your internal monologue will betray you 100% of the time. And I challenge you to do this. If you're listening to this, I challenge you to do this and be really real with yourself.
Yeah.
Because people who are out here espousing niceness and acceptance and everything is great and happy and golden.
Mm-hmm.
Are walking down the street like everyone else going, fatty, cunt, loser, that dog is ugly. Everyone's doing it, right? Everyone's doing it, and yet we don't want to admit it. And so what happens then is you're walking around with this internal powder keg of rage that you've got to plaster nice all over and hope that it seals the cracks so none of that rage gets out. And you've got stressors and all this other shit. Everything from your kids to your job and everything in between to the 99.9% of the never going to be part of your life people that you have to encounter and smile at every day is got you at the end of your pitiful rope. And what do? What's the nonverbal?
It's the breathing. You're breathing.
Deep breaths.
Deep breath. It's a deep, and it's usually like in this, you know, the anxiety stress breath, it's kind of that your face is kind of tight.
Yeah.
Your shoulders are tense. You can feel it in your neck. And it's that, it, it just kind of whistles out between your lips. Like, it's just not, you know, it is not a full, deep, productive, you know, refreshing breath.
And some people are really good at masking most of the expression, right? The nonverbal cues, but it is that,
right?
That deep, like, motherfucker, right? And you know, when you were talking through the facial expression, my first squad leader came to mind, and I love you, Eric. You know I do. But you, this fool could not hide pissed off.
Yeah.
His lips would start doing this weird shit. And there were times where the rage train was about to leave the station, but like,
right.
No one could see him erupt. So he's like, it's all right. It's all right. Like,
oh, man.
Someone's going to die.
He's just had several heart attacks that he's concealed.
Did. This kid, he would get cotton lip. Right? Like, he would start licking his lips and like, oh no. Like,
we're going to die.
Someone's going to die. But these nonverbals betray you, man. And if you're walking around doing deep breaths, that is your body's response to this needs to stop. Because think of the other times when you do it.
Right.
When you're doing laborious activity.
Right.
So when existing becomes a laborious activity, that's because you're not getting out of the stressors.
Right. Yeah.
And some of these stressors are just part of your existence. And they're not going to get better unless you address them with a little fucking honesty.
Right. Right. I mean, the communication of, you know, between you and whoever of this situation is not working for me, you know? And,
right.
And it's like we were talking about earlier, like people are extraordinarily resilient. They are.
Yes.
And really, I think most people are extraordinarily hopeful that things are going to turn out better than they are when they're having those, you know, these stress and anxiety breathing,
sure.
You know. And so just having the conversation, just having someone else acknowledge like, oh, well, I didn't realize that bothered you. I'll try not to do that anymore. Sorry.
This is how you always approach it. I know we're getting ready to have a critical conversation when you roll up in the room, like, you want to have a knuckle sandwich?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Is that what I do? You hungry?
Yeah. You're like, blow it out your old wazoo.
That's right. It always starts with, you hungry?
You hungry?
I think it's interesting though, because we kind of went down the line of in breathing.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's also kind of a self-control breath where you're like, you're in this stress and anxiety, but you also, you don't want to unload. You want to be able to have the reasonable conversation. You know that you're in a situation that there isn't potential for a whole lot of change,
sure.
Because it kind of is what it is.
Sure.
And you have to put on a new attitude. So there is that like, okay.
Right.
And now I'm going to walk in and I'm going to control my, you know, crazy inner monologue, and I am going to be kind. I'm going to give chances, you know, but it is a different kind of breathing, and it does do something different to your mind when you go, you know, okay, let's reset, let's reframe, let's refocus. And now you're proceeding into this situation.
Right.
Then when it's that, the stress and anxiety, and it's like, oh, you know.
and again, though, like, you know, if we're trying to put it all into one thing, right? How do we eliminate that?
Right.
And so, yeah, there's the conversations, there's the self-control breathing, there's all that stuff. But the reality is, like, it's drama.
Yeah.
And it's fabricated drama. It's real drama. It's all the things. And you have to be able to find ways to cut that out of your existence.
Yes.
Like, you don't need to carry the stressors of your friends,
right?
Your family, your coworkers,
right?
Fucking social media,
right?
Social justice. That's not your fucking problem, man.
Right. Right.
And if you're walking down the street constantly stressed out that you're going to say or do or blink hard or fucking who knows
right.
anymore.
Yeah.
Right. Like, be your actual gender. That's going to piss someone off.
Right.
then you're going to be stressed out.
Yes.
And I won't get into it because it's a dark topic, right?
Mm.
But there's a lot of things that have trended up big time
right.
over the last 5 to 10 years
mm-hmm.
that were unheard of things. They were very uncommon things in the past
right.
that have been a huge detriment to society
yeah.
that are because people are being told, you got to be phony. You got to be fake. You can't be honest. You got to be nice. Nice right. all the time. Nice, 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 nice.
Right.
And nice as long as it aligns up with this agenda.
Right. And that's the problem, is it's not politeness. It's nice. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, that you have to go out of your way to be extra kind to whatever person or situation.
Right.
It's just ridiculous.
It's bullshit.
I know.
but you know, pay attention to that stuff, yeah. Right? Like we were talking about earlier, pay attention to that deep breathing.
Yes.
And where you have it, because, you know, you will know when you're at the end of your rope.
Yes.
Right? Like when the alarm goes off and that's the first time you do it, like you just came out of a restful state and you've already do a deep breath.
Right.
You've got a lot of shit that you need to start being honest about in your life. Some things that are fucking you up.
Right.
And you need to either have conversations, start cutting some ties, start, you know, moving some shit off that stress plate, because you're on the brink, buddy.
Right. Right. I mean, the thing, you cannot even know it.
Right.
But your body will let you know, because your body is reacting to all of this, the flood of emotions that happen and the flood of chemicals, and the, you know, all the things that happen when you have a feeling about something.
And that, you know, it's because that is a response your body has to stressors. It's to strenuous environments and to activating events.
Right.
And so if your activating event is now the day,
right,
that's a problem. Yes. Right. Like I can speak to it from, it's funny, like, oh, right, when you were deployed, fuck no. Yeah. Never. Easy. Easiest decision on the planet. Right. Which walk around, wild, get shot know. At, shoot back, high five, get some chicken strips, call it a day. But
and the rest sector, of us are like extreme anxiety breathing before, at all times.
Before I punched out of the corporate sector for the final time, it every day the alarm went off and it was it was a deep breath followed by fuck.
Yeah.
Cause here we go again, man.
Right.
And it's Groundhog Day, and it's Groundhog Day of stressors, because I got to go in here and smile at the rudest fucking humans on the planet. I got to go play nice with people that I would just as soon say this is Sparta and kick them in the fucking chest.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was. It really was. I mean, you were having physical responses to...
Right, because my inner monologue is screaming.
Right.
This guy that calls himself my boss is a fucking moron. He's an idiot. Right.
Right. And it's like you're in a position where there's almost absolutely nothing you can do about it that doesn't have repercussions.
Sure.
And that's a horrible position to be in.
Right.
It really is.
There's stuff I could have done about it.
Well, right. But,
but you know, beating someone's ass in the morning meeting is not usually the best course of action. Right.
I don't really want to have to come visit you in jail. So.
And it was unspoken. Everyone in the room always knew, like, this guy's one step away.
Yeah. Yes,
and Travis whipping his ass in the morning meeting.
I will say, your eyes are an open book.
Right.
And so, if things are not going the way...
And so, I guess, you know, if we're going to try and put a bow on it...
Yeah.
How do you deal with drama? Don't.
Yes.
Don't even just let people put that shit on you. It's
pass
not
it
your
back
problem.
To them. It's
you know, we
their
were talking
problem.
About my two best friends growing up. These fools got in arguments every other day.
Yeah.
What do you think, Travis? I think it's your fucking problem.
Yep.
I'm going to go outside and play basketball. Right. Let me know when you figure
it
out.
I'll be over here.
I brought a skateboard for a reason. That's a solo endeavor. See you later.
Yeah.
So don't even let them put it on you.
Yeah.
But the world has got plenty of drama and stressors that it's dumping on you all the time.
Yep.
Find ways to mitigate it.
Yes.
And unfortunately for the people who want nice all the time, the real answer, it's called tact fuck rag, but have some honest conversations.
Yes.
Deal with people in an honest fashion, because you will feel better.
Yes.
They might get butthurt, and that's okay.
Right.
You're not responsible for their feelings. If you do your best to deliver in a palatable, semi-tactful way, and they still want to get all butthurt, hey, that's on them, dog.
Right. And the thing is when you do that, you do come to the point where you have, we're going with the breath thing, a cleansing breath. You're relieved. You're able to go... And the door is shut on that. And it really does feel like a cleansing breath when it happens. And if you watch your body, it's like your eyes close, your shoulders drop, and it is almost effortless. You just are able to breathe out and breathe in, and all of a sudden, there's a new clear picture in front of you.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Yeah. Take Anything some else? Cleansing breaths. Do the things. Don't be nice just for the nice
Definitely.
Sake of being
Definitely.
Nice. Be yourself.
Play all the drops. Piss people off.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
I think that'll do it.
All right. We hope you dug it. We hope you took something away from it. And we will talk to you next time.
Bye.